experimental dance and pop music. What does it all have to do with each other? Disintegration.
I see lawns, fountains, a meditation house shrouded by pine trees, and behind it a meditation garden. This is the home of the Castalia Foundation, a center for research and the scientific and religious implications of consciousness expanding drugs. This is a serene and beautiful place inhabited by serene and serious-minded people who are dedicating their lives and their energies to expanding their consciousness and harmonizing with the energies inside and outside of their body. The situation here is not completely serene at the moment because this quiet island
is under siege for the last few days, the last few weeks, the last few months. This peaceful surrounding has been surrounded by government agents, wiretappers, anxious and angry politicians.
Why should this be? The reason for this siege of serenity because I've gotten myself in trouble. I'm in trouble because I know too much. A few years ago, quite by accident, perhaps, I stumbled on the Philosopher's Stone. I had the veil of illusion pulled back and was confronted by the many levels of energy, the many realms of consciousness which are available to man. I opened the Pandora box of multiple reality. Now these are poetic metaphors for describing an ancient experience. I could just as well use more modern and scientific metaphors to describe how I got into trouble. I could say that by using psychedelic drugs, I became tuned in on a network of neurological signals and cellular wisdoms that radiate hundreds of millions per second within my body. In the last 6 years, I have taken the voyage out of my mind, into my head, into my cells, 300 times. Each time I've made this voyage, I've tried to communicate to fellow voyagers and to my fellow men. Partly as a result of our experiences, at the present time, over a million Americans, I've had the experience of going the outer mind into the eerie, shifting, pulsating, myriad of energy systems. In addition to the million Americans who have taken psychedelic drugs such as LSD, there are hundreds of millions of other people who have heard this news. Hundreds of millions of people in this country, South America, and Europe, who have been disturbed, fascinated, confused, irritated.
touch me if you don't love me, sweet love.
Soils that we discuss in Sunday school may be divided into three great areas, and then that divided down and down and down. Think first of all of childhood. How different that area is. And then of youth. And then of maturity. But if that were all, that would be easy. But we have been discovering as we've been studying together through the years that each one of these particular areas must be divided down and down. So Dr. Lightfoot has introduced the most great teaching material because we believe that that is not what we have to do, how we have to teach, and what we have to do to look at men, men and women, and boys and girls.
feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for a spy. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh, I wonder what she's doing
tonight. We're destroying music. Which is perfect for Dave and for Wheezy and for Michael and for me. Because we're all that matters, world. Our lungs, our ribs, our backbones. We're all that matters. Welcome to the chill room again.
Thank you.
I hope you're having a good weekend.
For a racist message, press 7. To send a reply message, press 8. David, press 9. To hear more options.
Are you glad to be in America? coming, ooh, ooh. Why can I be defending my home? Since all the breeze is gone, and Superman, he lived next door. All the breeze is gone, and Superman is new.